on DAB Digital Radio, Digital TV, downloads and online.
This is 5 Live.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of our movie podcast. It's Mark Kermode in a slightly different capacity today, that of a Dodge brother. Mark's band, the Dodge Brothers, came into the studio to tell us about the 12th annual British Silent Cinema Festival, which starts on Thursday evening, 4th of June, at the Barbican in London. The band are setting the 1921 silent film White Oak to music at the festival. The Dodge Brothers, all four of them, it's not just about Mark, apparently.
No, it's all about me, Simon.
Introduce the other members, although they're kind of shuffling in, so they might not be able to respond other than with a good old-natured holler.
Yes.
But just introduce us to the rest of the Dodge Brothers.
This is Ali.
Hello.
Hello, Ali.
Currently holding a guitar and a mandolin. This is Mike, who's currently holding an absolutely beautiful 1956 Epiphone Zephyr, and is wearing actually the most flamboyant shirt. What's that shirt called, Mike?
Begonia.
Yeah. What's this shirt that I'm wearing called?
Nighthawk.
That was the one I was
trying to... Why do shirts have names in this world, this other world?
Why should shirts not have names? And that with the sparkling washboard and holding onto Mike's banjo is Al. And what's Al's shirt called?
Starburst.
Yeah, kind of understated Starburst, I think. A little bit understated.
Nighthawk, I think, is it really takes the thing. But Ali's just wearing plain black.
Yeah, I think that has a name, but I don't. You bought it.
Al couldn't be bothered.
No.
He thought, I'm going on the radio. Why should I dress up? Not realising
that it was Radio Vision at its most radio-taining.
That's right. So we'll introduce you to the music of the Dodge Brothers. Although the Jonas Brothers might be preferable in some quarters.
Can I just say on the subject of that, I have now seen the South Park episode. Thank you very much to everybody who sent me the links. And yes, you're quite right. They did say it all first and better.
So that was very nice of them to get involved. So explain. So the idea behind the Dodge Brothers is what?
Well, actually, we've been playing for a long time. So we're what I refer to as a skiffle band. What Mike, being from Alabama, refers to coming out of the jug band tradition from America. It's this old-fashioned music. You know, it's double bass, washboard, banjo, harmonica, mandolin, as I said before. And it's I had always had this thing about skiffle not being funny, skiffle being essentially proto-punk. It's, you know, making the most noise possible with the, you know, sort of limited musical equipment. And then, of course, you trace that back to American jug band music, which is the roots of proper jazz and proper blues. And actually, if it wasn't for skiffle, we wouldn't have rock and roll. And as you know, the Beatles were a skiffle band when they started out. They were the Quarrymen, and Jimmy Page was a skiffle guitarist before he became the Jimmy Page that we all now know and love. So I was just a great skiffle fan, and we all sort of met up and shared this love of skiffle, and that was how we started playing. And then what happened was that the British Silent Film Festival is happening at the Barbican, and I go on about silent films a lot, as does Mike, and they said, well, why don't you put your money where your mouth is and accompany a silent film for us? So we're here because we're going to the Barbican tonight to accompany a silent Western with the Dodge Brothers. We've got a pianist as well. Neil Brand is absolutely he's a brilliant silent movie accompanist. I mean, I think probably the best in the country. Quite some distance.
Right, well, play us before we do the Silent Brothers. But
the Silent Brothers. Hello. There we go.
Before you do that, just play a little bit of a standard Dodge Brothers.
Okay. Well, we'll play you an old skiffle. Mike, explain what Goodbye Booze is.
Oh, Goodbye Booze.
Yeah.
Goodbye Booze is a song by... Actually, it was a minstrel song written in probably about 1905, but it was recorded in 1928 by Charlie Poole. And Charlie Poole was a mill worker at first, but then he began to play the banjo, and he played other people's stuff. He played show tunes, so he played this minstrel song. In 1930, after this song got recorded, Paramount Records got a hold of him and asked him to come out to wherever Paramount Records was at that time, and they were going to make him a star. And he was so excited about that that he went on a 13-week bender and died.
That's some bender, then.
That's a bender.
Okay.
So we play this in honor of Charlie Poole.
Okay. Well, you brought us all down there. We're all interested in how we're feeling a little bit low, so take it away, guys.
Songs, though.
Okay, and you can watch this. There we go. You can, if you're near a computer, have a look. You can actually see the glory of these shirts and these some of the world's finest skiffle musicians performing for you now. Take it away, guys.
Thank you. course I loved her pretty picture, and I thought that she loved me. Then a dark-haired boy was bleeding, and she turned her back on me. Every day I dream about her, every night I get no rest, every moment seems like an hour. All the pain that's in my breast is goodbye.
Here's a pint of apple brandy, here's a crate of apple wine. Come and drink with me, little darling, for it may be your last time. It's goodbye booze.
Oh, goodbye booze.
I had a good time.
I had a good time.
Drinking booze.
Drinking booze.
And drinking wine. It's goodbye booze.
It's goodbye booze.
Forevermore.
Forevermore.
It caused me to wear these ragged clothes. Lay beside me, oh my darling, lay your brown head on my breast. Tell me that you love me, darling, then my heart can be at rest. Papa, he is a drunkard, Mama, she's a drunkard too. His gin is his only sweetheart, is his lover too. It's goodbye booze.
Oh, goodbye booze.
I had a good time.
I had a good time.
Drinking booze.
Drinking booze.
And drinking wine. It's goodbye booze.
It's goodbye booze.
Farewell I say.
Farewell I say.
It caused me to wear those ragged clothes. It's goodbye booze.
It's goodbye booze.
Forevermore.
Forevermore.
It caused me to wear these ragged clothes.
Farewell, I say, but I'll begin the 1st of May.
Now, Mark always has to have the last bit of every song. So now, that was absolutely fantastic, of course. Dodge Brothers playing live. Was that your live radio debut?
Oh, no.
No, you've done loads of that before?
Well, yeah, it's our live. I think it's our national live radio debut.
Is there any other?
We're
kind?
Very big on Radio Southampton, Simon.
Is there any?
Yeah, really. Well, there's hardly a Sally Taylor show that goes by without an interrupt. In fact, we recorded a jingle for them. We recorded a jingle for BBC Southampton Radio. Yeah,
yeah. Is this Radio Solent that you're talking
about? It is.
About?
Yes, it
BBC
is.
Southampton does is you know not really.
I mean, it is Radio Solent. Yeah, but you know.
So now look, we're very close to 3 o'clock news. So close, in fact, that Justine is having to remove the mandolin from her seat. So what we'll do is we'll actually do the silent movie stuff the other side of the news.
That's fine.
Is that fair enough, guys? Okay, because it is very very interesting. But I was watching you with your double bass there. And you don't. I mean, what do you call that style?
Because
you're not. Yeah, well, you're bashing it with the flat of your hand.
Shall I? Have you got a minute?
Yeah.
Shall I
show? Well, clearly, I've got two and a half.
Two and a half. Okay. Right. Okay. Here's how it works. Essentially, a double bass is an instrument that's made to be played gently. Okay, like
jazz.
Nice. Okay. The problem with that is two things. Firstly, it's rubbish, and secondly, it's boring. And the way that skiffle worked was you didn't have drum kits and you didn't have, you know, proper percussion instruments, so that you were meant to make the percussion from whatever you could get. So on the one hand, we have a washboard over there which sounds like this. That's Al smacking a washboard with some gardening sticks held together with a piece of sellotape, right? Okay, but with the double bass, if you have catgut strings, or your top two strings are catgut, or you can have nylon wound, okay? If you slap the string, if you pull it, it hits the neck, right? So it makes a sort of the sound of a, which is the sound of a bass drum. And if you hit it, it makes the sound of a snare drum. So rather than going, you go. Nice. Essentially, what you've got in one instrument is you've got a double bass and a drum kit together. And I have had so many professional double bassists come up to me and go, that's really no way to treat a musical instrument. To which my answer is, it's not a musical instrument, it's a double bass.
Is he, guys, is he kind of slightly, what's the word?
Hard work.
Is he hard work in the band, would you say?
No. Actually... Yeah, he's like an orchestra in himself. When he starts playing that thing, he and I played together as a two-piece for a long time.
Yeah,
and or we, a duo.
We played gigs as a two piece in which we outnumbered the audience. Really,
a number of listeners saying it's quite close to bluegrass.
It is. It's very good. Of course, the banjo sort of adds to that, but it's more sort of rockabilly inflected. Skiffle and jug is much more sort of, you know, bluesy.
It's that point where country and blues had not split off. So they're kind of similar.
Okay.
So it's kind of...
We would draw the line at a fiddle, wouldn't we?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the Dodge Brothers are here, and that's why Mark is here, because they're playing at this Silent Movie Festival. Explain what goes on.
Well, actually, probably the easiest thing is Mike, because Mike, sit yourself down at that thing there. So this is Dr. Michael Hammond from the Dodge Brothers.
Thank you, Dr. Hammond, who is a great leading
expert in silent film. And essentially, I mean, I've been saying for a long time, you know, silent film, I keep telling you that story that Mike Figgis always said, that silent film was in some ways better than sound film, because the minute sound was developed, films became linguistically specific. So in the beginning, all films were gestures and images and music and melodrama, of course, mellow dramas, melody and drama. And Figgis tells this wonderful story that when immigrants would arrive at America, they would arrive at Ellis Island, they would be shown a film, and it was a silent film, but it would teach them enough about life in America for them to then get off the boat and go and live in another country. And the minute that you started having words and dialogue, that all changed, because you have to have subtitles, you have to have dubbing, all that kind of thing. So there is a silent film festival going on, which Michael will tell you about.
Yeah, the Silent Film Festival is it's the British Silent Film Festival, and it's dedicated really to, you know, preserving and showing silent British films. It's at the Barbican
in London,
and we're going to be playing to an American film, because there weren't a lot of silent British westerns. Oddly enough, there might have been a couple, but
set in Pimlico, you know, seriously, really, the scenery wasn't great.
Somewhere on Canvey Island,
yeah, someone goes to Brighton on a quest.
We could actually argue that the 1903, I think this is the date of the film, A Desperate Poaching Affray. That's kind of a western.
What I liked, Mike, was at the end of it, you looked up like he would be able to go, oh yeah, like he would know.
I was just about to do that.
There's
you're right.
20 people out there who know what I'm talking about.
I don't think there's 20 people.
A lot of my students know that. So we're going to be playing to the film. I think we're playing to a film called White Oak, starring the fabulous W.S. Hart, who was the first realist Western star. In other words, he didn't go in for the kind of rhinestones and sort of shirts that we're wearing.
Yeah.
He went in for the kind of realism. And if you watch this film tonight, it's got clothing very similar to the clothing in the assassination of Jesse James by the coward Robert Ford.
Yes, exactly.
Which is really quite striking.
Best film 2 years ago.
I have to say, it's really important to say this. Silent film was never silent.
Yeah.
It was always accompanied by some kind of sound. And so that's what we're going to do tonight.
And we're very lucky that we have Neil Brand, who's this incredible pianist, who's actually of the old school.
Well,
of
don't keep saying how great he is, because you haven't brought him along.
No, because we can't get a piano in the studio. But the thing that's important, right, that we've actually been watching the film, and we've been trying to figure out some cues for it, because obviously, you know, there's sad bits, there's exciting bits, there's gambling bits. So what we've done is we've tried to take songs that from the period that we know, like there's a gambling scene, so we then, you know, gambling bar and blues, take a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Neil is one of those guys, as they used to be, the professionals, who literally would play as the film. Just look at it and just play along. Yeah. He's incredibly talented.
He often prefers to play to the film without having seen it.
Okay, well, you're all incredibly talented as well, and the people are loving you. And by the way, a lot of people are emailing from abroad, like in Spain and France, saying, why can't we see the pictures?
Why can't they see the pictures?
Because they don't pay a licence fee, basically.
Isn't that right?
It's a UK-only thing, OK? So I'm glad that you're listening, wherever it is that you're listening. But if you don't pay the licence fee, you don't get the pictures. That's what it boils down to.
Well, you can have the words for free. It's just talk.
Talk
is cheap.
Adam in Hastings, these boys might have a future. The Dodge Brothers sounding great. More strings to the Kermode bow. It's not a bow. Really.
No, don't bow. Bowing is for professional double
basses. We're going to try to get him to do that, though.
No. Ian in West Malling, love the skiffle more, please. Love the band and the shirts are fab. I'm marking year 8 geography exams at the moment, and you've brightened up my afternoon. That's Gail in Bristol, who really shouldn't be watching her computer while marking important geography. Great music, says Anne in Berkhamsted, but very strange watching with the words half a lap behind.
Oh, really?
Bearing that in mind, are there any words... Are you going to sing at all? Or is it just going to be instrumental now?
No, well...
could you do the words...
Oh.
Yes. Ahead of the music, just for the people who are watching.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We will do that, because Mike never sings in the right time anyway. What we will do is we'll do a little bit of this song, Frank Harris, which is a song that Mike wrote, that we're going to do an instrumental version of tonight with the thing. But we'll play you a couple of verses of it with some singing as well, so you can hear.
And I'm confused there. So is this an example of what you're doing tonight or not?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Essentially, what I'm saying, listen, right, follow. There's a song that Mike wrote called Frank Harris, which has words. What we've done is we've taken an instrumental version of it that we're going to play tonight whilst the film plays out, but for the purposes of the radio, since you're not watching the film, and in fact since you're in Spain you can't see here anyway, we're going to put some of the words back in again and give you
just
a couple of verses,
whatever it is, just
it'll
do
be
it.
Nice, okay. Do you want it now?
Yeah, well, that'll be good.
Okay,
I have other features. Trudy and Wiltshire saw the Dodge Brothers at Lama Tree
last year.
Again this year, they're brilliant, and I've got a crush on Mike, says Trudy.
Yeah, get to the back of the queue, frankly.
Nick in Leicester, I've got a Begonia shirt too, shipped over from the States. I also have a Silverado. And that's
excellent.
A winner, too.
What's the Silverado? What does that look like?
Clearly, I know what it looks like. It's silver.
No.
You see, he can do that because he's from Alabama.
And Ian Flender, no, very cool sounds, very cool experiment. Nice to see Kermit in a different role. Anyway, so you're not going to slap your double bass. You've got a squeeze box.
It's a squeeze box. Mama's got a squeeze box. Daddy never sleeps at night.
Yep. Okay, so this is Frank Harris' song.
This is Frank Harris.
Let's play for Chelsea.
Tell you a story of a young rich man and his bride. He was a gambler, she was an angel, with a thousand miles away look in her eyes. Frank Harris married Louisa on a warm, bright morning. Stopped his gambling, they lived a good life, and they worked the land from sunrise to the eve. Slick of Louisa, Frank Harris is at your gate. Wait. You're touched by the cold hand of fate. Now one winter, Frank heard a calling, intruders across the border north. He told Louisa, I'll be returning when the stranger is driven from our shore. Now one evening, that next summer, as the sun fell gently through the trees, Frank lay dying, and with his last breath, Louisa's name took wing on the summer breeze. Frank Harris has called your name. Listen, Louisa, he whispers in the soft summer rain. He whispers in the soft summer rain. He whispers in the soft summer rain. He whispers in the soft summer rain.
I think now would be a good time to mention the album. Because people love this kind of stuff. It might be that they want to purchase some more.
Which album would that be, Simon? That would be Louisa and the Devil, which I think got its national television debut by you holding a cover of it up to the webcam.
It was high profile, very expensive.
Yeah, it was very good. Very good.
You all owe me, I think. Yes. So the Dodge Brothers are going to be playing at the 12th Annual British Silent Cinema Festival tonight at the Barbican.
Pardon? I said Barbican. I wasn't sure.
I was just getting to that bit.
All right, shall we try again?
At the Barbican in London, and it's it's White Oak, which is going to be watched tonight, and the music from the aforementioned Jonas Brothers. Gentlemen, it's been very good to have you in. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you very much indeed.
That was the Dodge Brothers, the Good Doctor, back in on Friday for more Wittertainment and movie reviews, including the new Terminator movie with Christian Bale. We'll also have that interview with Eric Cantona and Ken Loach. If you want to watch the fun live online, then head to 5Live website from 1 o'clock, bbc.co.uk/5Live.
Thanks for downloading from the BBC. To find other downloads or more information, go online.
bbc.co.uk/5Live.